So, all right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Fiddler's Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Today is what, July 17th, 2025. The time is 9:33 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with Board Rich, your chair. You want to start?
Rich Walper.
Nick Pellicronis.
Russell Skousen.
All right.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting.
All right, that's every call. Christy Barker's back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
All right. So first up, board meeting minutes from our April 17th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Can we get a motion then for approval of the meeting minutes?
Recording for progress.
I'll make
so move. Oh.
I'll second.
I didn't catch that. Who made the motion?
Rich did.
There we go. Now I've got it to work. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Sorry, who seconded it?
So, Russell. So, Russ made the motion, Rich seconded.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. So, next up, then, the second quarter financials. Turn the time over to Brendan.
Okay. So this is Fiddler Canyon, IFD. So I do have for you second quarter financial statement. So this is the activity from January 1st until June 30th. These bonds and much of the and some activity actually occurred in December of 2024. And so this isn't a full picture of everything that's occurred within the district. Before I jump into the quarterly financials, so we are going through a financial statement audit for the 2024 activity. So that's not yet complete. They're still working on that. Things are well underway and going well with the auditor.
I spoke to the auditor, Brendan, not to jump in, but
yeah,
I spoke to the auditor yesterday. I asked him to resend the questions, and I just have two more left, and I'll get that back to him.
Wonderful. Thank you. And just with a few minor additional things, he'll be able to open that up, and we'll get an audit report.
Russ, do you want to see that before I send it back?
Sure.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
While you're wakeboarding?
Yeah.
Definitely warrants taking pictures of that.
Look at Brendan so, jumping
Russ,
in.
Can you surf at Bear Lake?
Well, you can't, but I can.
All right, we want to see the surfing.
Yeah,
we're taking bets on if you can and how long you can stay up.
I never claimed to be a prolific
surfer.
At wake surfing, it's a little bit different.
I would just stop right there, Russ. Let's get through the meeting, but just understand this is all being recorded.
All right.
All right, Brendan, back to you.
Back to the financials. All right, so on your screen, you have the Capital Projects Fund. So we have our adopted 2025 budget, as well as the actual activity. Now it does say March 31st at the top. That is a clerical error. These are through June 30th, so I will get that fixed. But this activity is through June 30th. One of the things that you'll note is on the capital outlay line, that expenditures of that 5.2, that we had adopted a budget, that there would be $5.2 million available for capital projects. Just want to take us back in time. So when we adopted this budget, that $5.2 million represented that fraud inducement issue. And we did not know how we were going to recognize that transaction, whether it was going to be 2024 or 2025, how we were going to navigate that. And so we had just adopted the budget of having that full 5.2 in 2025. As it turns out, that's not how that will be recognized. As we're working through that with the auditors, we're making adjustments, made adjustments to how the actual activity will get recognized. But to just give you the narrative, so there's that $5.2 million. Of that, $1,372 has been recaptured. Only about 26% of that total amount. And so of that 1.3, about 300,000 of that is actually applicable to 2024 to finish paying off that first requisition. That first requisition, we were only able to pay out about 4.8 because we didn't have the money left over because of the fraud inducement. So we were able to make that first requisition whole, get that paid out. So of that 1.3, 300 of that went back to 2024 recognition. What you can see on the page, the capital outlay through June 30th is 742,000. That is a second requisition that we received in 2025. And so we were able to recognize and pay that out. And then remaining, you can see here at the bottom, 326,000. So of that 1.3, 300 went to last year, 700 paid out this year, 300 is remaining to be available to pay towards any public infrastructure cost reimbursements to the developer.
Hey guys, can I ask a question? The while we're going through the legalities of trying to claw back this money, the money that was illegally taken through the wire, why is all of that for this time right now? Why are we attributing all that? I guess because you were trying to wire it to us, but so the remaining, whatever it is, $4 or $5 million, can't be touched. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So the $3.8 million, $3,848 remaining that we're trying to capture back. So that money isn't available for use or for it's not available for use by the district. If and when those monies do come available, we will actually recognize those as new revenues coming back into the district just because of the way it's unfolding. So they're currently not available. Yeah. Any follow-up on that?
Well, Rich, were you thinking that maybe that holdback might be available
to cover? Yeah, that's it. Just as we're doing infrastructure, and we just increased our, we just got another crew out there. We're about done. We're going to asphalt, and be done with three phases in about 60 days. So we'll be coming up on, looking for more money. So yeah.
Yeah. And so in terms of monies that are readily available, we have that 326,000, and whether this an executive session or a future conversation, or you already know the status of that 3.8, I don't have any information that that's going to be readily available anytime soon. So I don't have any information in terms of what you can count on from that amount for future reimbursement. Yeah.
Okay.
All All right. Any other questions? Well, I'm sure there's plenty. Any other any other items to discuss on this one? All right, moving to the debt service fund. So in our debt service fund, so this being the second year, what we have is a carryover of funds that were set aside in 2024.
Sorry, I'm just gonna grab my charger. Just keep going, I can hear it.
So down here at the bottom, you can see this beginning fund balance. So we started 2024 with $3.3 million in the debt service fund. Again, those are monies that were set aside as capitalized interest and debt service reserves. Of that, we did make a June 1 debt service payment of $356,000, which is roughly half of what we had budgeted. And we have also earned about $59,000, almost $60,000 of interest income. And that nets us out as of June 30th to have roughly $3 million. That is made up of these two components, capitalized interest of $2 million. Before the end of the year, we'll spend about another $350,000 of that on interest payments for December 1st. And then we also have our debt service reserve, and that being roughly $1,057,000. And those monies, again, are collateral for the repayment of the debt. And so
in other words, we're not making, we're not making interest on, we won't be making interest on the additional capital that has been taken.
We currently are not making interest on that 3.8. Now, that is a great discussion point. If we are able to recapture that 3.8, and how, I'm not sure what mechanism would make us whole, you know, if there is a request to try to not just get the 3.8, but the 3.8 plus interest that we should have gotten had that money been in place, you know, maybe there's an argument to be had on that, but that 3.8 is not in an account, and it is not bearing interest at this time.
Why is that? I mean, the 3.8 has not, you guys, excuse me, UMB Bank has that money, even though, I mean, because we haven't gone down to draw that much out, right? So they still have the 3.8 in their hand. I mean, they still have that. The money that we're missing, they don't have, but the 3.8 they have. We haven't drawn, I don't think we've drawn beyond that, or maybe we have a little bit. Does that make sense?
I think so. For a point of clarity of how the transactions unfolded from a cash flow standpoint, in mid-December, there was a requisition submitted to the district by the developer for $5.2 million. That $5.2 million was erroneously sent to a bad actor, right? Somebody who should not have received that money. In the interim of trying to figure out, are they going to get that money back? What's that going to look like? The trustee then did make another payment in December for roughly $4.8 million. I don't have that number exactly in front of me, but they essentially tried to repay the developer as much as they had available. So basically that first requisition of 5.2, it was like it was double paid out. Now, we understand that 4.8 went to you all as a developer, but the other 5.2 went to somebody else and wasn't in the district account. So in December, the majority, if not all, of the monies in that construction fund, they were actually depleted to zero. So all money.
So I guess the question, sorry, Brent, to cut you off again, but the question is the money that we make interest on is only the money that we can draw? I mean, excuse me, only the money we can draw for construction?
So you're going to earn interest on any monies that are sitting in the trustee accounts, which make up a small amount right now that's in there and available for drawing.
Well, there.
And then any money in the debt service fund that are being held for reserves for the debt payments.
So we should be making money on 3.8 million then? Interest?
So what we're making, here, I'll go to the top and show actual cash balances. So right now, these are the actual cash balances in the accounts. So we have these first three, which are what we call the bond fund, which is for payment on the bonds, which is really just capitalized interest money that got moved. But we have the bond fund, the reserve fund, and the capital interest fund. Those are all restricted for payment on the bonds themselves. Those are in the account and earning interest. And then
that's
we have,
what I was asking. Yeah. Okay.
I misunderstood your question.
No, no problem.
Okay. So all these monies are earning interest. Yep. I think I got stuck on the 3.8 and thinking you were referencing other things. So my apologies.
No problem.
All right. So good news, we made our June 1st debt service payment and we're queued up to make our December 1st payment. So in accordance with the bond documents. All right, any other questions on this? Okay. And then moving to our general fund, here we have again the administrative costs. I have the invoices for the accounting services to date for the first half of the year. And again, we'll be reaching out to get copies of all the items that you all have paid through the end of the year through for 2025 and get those captured so that we know what the developer has paid and will pay for 2025 for administrative services. And then we'll have that available so that we know what we need to repay in the future as well. But minimal activity. Now we are having a 2024 audit, which is paid in 2025. So we haven't seen any invoices from that, but it should be around that $9,000 mark that we'll see coming in for that cost for the audit. All right, any questions here? Okay. So that is what I have today. Michael, I'll turn the time back over to you.
Okay. Just wanted to say, Rich, thanks for signing that engagement letter, by the way.
You're welcome.
The audit. And the reason we have to have an audit for 24, even though the bond didn't fund till December, is it funded in December. So there was monies that came in and were expensed in 24. So that's why we had to have the audit. So
if you don't mind, and I don't want to prolong this, but I just want to ask on two questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
On my that I answered. Hold on for one sec, guys. His name's Noah, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry. Yesterday. You know what? I can just call Michael. It's not the end of the world. It was just, it had to do with the fraud that we had, and I can, Russ, I'll call you, and then we can talk to Michael about it. I can't find it on my phone. Imagine that.
Okay. Yep, we'll get the answer. So. All right. What I need then is a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
I make motion.
Thanks, Rich. Second that. Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Are you in St. George?
No, I'm still up here in Salt Lake.
Okay.
It might be helpful, or would you guys want to have a kind of a conference call strategy meeting, kind of see where we're at?
I think it would be helpful. I think that before I submit this audit, I'd really like it some more eyes on it. There's because okay. it's the questions are not, it's kind of weird. They're not audit questions. I guess they are in this context, but it's a lot of legal jargon.
Yeah, let's do that. And then we can kind of talk status as well and kind of get a game plan. So I'll have Christy send out a couple options. We'll get Matt and Tyler involved. Brendan, I'm not sure. I'll talk to Matt on if we'll include you or not, but my assumption is probably not at this point. So,
no worries.
But I'll let you know. So if you guys could look for that email from Christy, we'll figure out a time, hopefully in the next day or two, or Monday, Tuesday, if we can't tomorrow. So just look for those. All right. If there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
Make the motion.
Second.
Nick beat you out, Russ. Sorry.
All right. All righty.
We'll give it to Nick. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.